Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/positive.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% plus free installation on qualifying purchases. Up to 40% off right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Wednesday to everybody. I hope you had a good one. I hope you got over the hump. And if you haven't, let me help you go the rest of the way. Let me take you the rest of the way. This is the beginning of the show. It's when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining us, holding it down live from New York City. A couple of things. Thank you to everybody listening. That's number one. There is no show without you. The point is for you to listen, which is great. If you agree or disagree, great, doesn't matter. Listen. And if you don't feel like it, that's fine too. Not supposed to say that, but there are plenty of people who listen, so things must be going well. Now, to move on, thank you to everybody tuned in on the free Odyssey app, people listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, all my folks tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158, people on smart speakers, people on CBSSportsRadio.com, however you're listening, wherever you're listening from, thank you. That's it. Just a big old thank you. So to move on with the show, and if you follow me on social media, you'll already know everything that we're going to discuss tonight for the most part. That is at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's a top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. We will get there 2 hours from now, and we're going to take a look at athletes who deserve an apology. Yeah, we're going to take a look at athletes who deserve an apology. And why? The list is inspired by Reggie Bush. We talked about this at length last night as the news broke that Reggie Bush has filed a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA. He had a press conference today in California, and we'll talk about that later in the show. And then I'll also give you just six total athletes who deserve an apology. Speaking of California, you got to go from Los Angeles to South. You got to go north to the Bay. The 49ers have said that Sam Darnold is their backup QB. We know Brock Purdy is the starter. And Trey Lance, oh, damn it, he might be gone. This man is the third string QB. He didn't show up to work. The Indianapolis Colts have a deadline. They told Jonathan Taylor, hey, you got to find somebody to work out a trade by Tuesday. Otherwise, we ain't trading you. The story continues on with the Indianapolis Colts. Shohei Ohtani shows that he is both amazing and human. I will explain. The ACC is trying to take over the whole world and country. I will explain. Tua Tagovailoa, oh my God. I didn't know it was possible for Tua to have beef with someone, but it looks like Tua isn't happy with some of the words from from Ryan Clark about his offseason and his preparation. We'll talk about that. I will explain. Brian Cashman said, yeah, the Yankees, we suck. We're a disaster. And oh yeah, by the way, you might have heard of this guy. His name is Messi. Messi is playing football. Inter Miami just beat Cincinnati on penalty kicks of 5-4 in the U.S. Open Cup finals. And Messi continues to go on. We'll talk about Messi, the world's most amazing everywhere footballer. Messi tonight, 2 assists. So he didn't have to go out there and score all of the goals. And speaking of Cashman saying that the Yankees suck, congratulations to them. At least they were competitive tonight. The Yankees broke their 9-game losing streak. They win 9-1. Aaron Judge has his first 3-homer game. So we got a lot to do, a lot to get into. If you want to know how to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. You doing okay, man? I'm happy that you're here.
Always happy to be here, JR. I appreciate you asking, man. And thank God for Aaron Judge. How are you, my friend?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm sitting here. What else am I supposed to do, right? What am I supposed to say? I'm miserable? Who cares, right?
I actually have never known you to be miserable.
Well, why would anybody care if I am?
Well, people care about you, JR.
Nah, who cares? On the radio?
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever heard anybody go on the radio and just go, oh, yeah, I'm miserable today? Who does that? Nobody.
Actually, there's a lot of people that get on the radio and complain about their life. You're not one of them, though.
People get on the radio and say that they're miserable?
For sure. They get on their pulpit all the time and talk about how depressing their life is. They think it's relatable and, good content for the air. I don't think so.
Not anybody here, but is it
of course not.
Someone in a historical sense who's just miserable?
That... Oh, no. Well, I think every host here is wonderful. I think that...
I didn't ask you about that. I didn't ask you. I said in a general sense.
Yes.
Is there like a historical person that has gone on the radio and just been like they're miserable?
Oh, my God. You can make an argument that the most popular person to ever get behind a microphone was infamous or famous, depending on how you look at it, for doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't. That's why I'm like, why don't you just get to the point?
Oh.
I'm like, just name it. What are you going to tell me? Howard Stern? Just get to the point.
It is a guy born in Roosevelt, Long Island, 1954. He goes by the name of Howard Stern. Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, what's with all the suspense? It's only been sitting here 5 minutes. What with the suspense?
You know, my biggest fear is coming off like I'm Paul from Rhode Island. And I guess I kind of just did that with you. That's the last thing I ever want to do. No disrespect, Paul in Rhode Island. But I will get to the point more quickly in that manner, JR.
All disrespect to Paul in Rhode Island. All disrespect.
Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, all disrespect. Not maybe from you, but from me. All disrespect to Paul from Rhode Island. Yeah, you could have just said, hey, the most miserable person is Howard Stern. I'd have been like, okay, yeah, sure, fine. And he's also great at what he does. Now, having said that, let's talk about greatness. We're going to talk about Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. Today is also, I don't want to say a special occasion because it is not. I don't want to say it's a memorable occasion because it's not. But it is something worth noting. And however you want to describe it, you know, whatever adjective you want to throw in front of it, then knock yourself out. But it's something worth mentioning. Kobe Bryant would have been 45 today. Born on August 23rd, 1978. And we all know about Kobe and his entire career. 5-time champion, a 1-time NBA MVP. People argue that he should have had more than one. And you can go talk to Steve Nash about that. A 2-time finals MVP, able to do it with Shaq, able to do it with Pau Gasol, coming out of school as a phenom, a high school student, having a worldly view on things, growing up in Italy with his father who played professional basketball, had one hell of an idea on how to attack and play the game. One track minded, winning. And we can all think about the negatives surrounding Kobe Bryant. I'm referring to him as a basketball player. If you want to go ahead and look into his legal proceedings and sexual assault, then go ahead and you go do it. this man as a basketball player, his determination, his drive, you couldn't dispute it. His work ethic, you could not dispute it. Later in his career, as he's jumping off on one leg and hitting turnarounds and fadeaways, it's like, oh my God, after doing it 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, His leg finally said, no mas. It's like he worked his whole damn life to perfect his craft and get his work down. And Kobe Bryant's leg finally said, no mas, no more. And even when he snapped his Achilles, Kobe Bryant walked to the free throw line and took his shot with his leg not connected. Tough as nails. And so we got an entire generation right now, especially in the NBA, of people who watch basketball who never saw Michael Jordan play, who don't understand what he did and can only think about him in grainy videos and say, oh, my God, this is a businessman. This is the dude who drove the Hornets into the ground. This is a guy who's he's a superstar celebrity, but they don't understand what he did for basketball. What he did, what he looked like on the basketball court. Kobe Bryant looked at Michael Jordan and said, I'm going to be like him. Just like a lot of people. Yeah, I guess we could all learn from the commercial. I want to be like Mike. Kobe Bryant wanted to be like Michael Jordan. He patterned himself after Michael Jordan. He was basically the same damn size as Michael Jordan. Didn't have the gigantic, huge hands and mitts that Michael Jordan did. But Kobe Bryant followed the blueprint. And we got a lot of NBA players who run around right now, especially, unfortunately, after his passing in 2020, yes, Kobe Bryant perished in that helicopter crash, like right before COVID really swept across America, really. And he was just gone. That's it. The art that he was starting to create, the awards that he would ultimately win and move into the arts and supporting women's basketball and girls' basketball and just being a businessman, all of a sudden Kobe Bryant was gone. And all we've heard, I'm not going to say unfortunately, all we've heard after the fact is the Mamba mentality. Young players telling stories, old players telling stories of Kobe Bryant. How when he was out on the road, and for the most part, he kept to himself. Kobe Bryant wasn't trying to go out to party. Kobe Bryant was all about business. He's trying to go to the gym. Julius Randle tells a story about how every time he would go home to Dallas, that man, he would go see everybody in his family, get everybody together. Hey, I'm back home. Let's go out. Kobe Bryant said, nah, man, when you're at home, I get it. You're home, but you're on a business trip. You're going to come out and work out with me. And so you could say Kobe Bryant was maniacal. You could say Kobe Bryant was a loner, a perfectionist. Throughout the course of his career, many people looked at Kobe Bryant and said he was selfish. And maybe there were times where he was. He wasn't a perfect human being. But as an overall, when you looked at Kobe Bryant after his career ended and you heard his reasonings and you took a look at why he worked the way he did, why he took the shots he did, it's like, hey, do you see my teammates? I see what the hell they're doing on the road. I see how they're working. I see how they're not working. Why am I taking the shot? Why am I looking him off? It's because I've worked at this more than they have even thought about working at this. And it makes you go, okay. We've talked about, even more recently, Allen Iverson and his tremendous talent. And how he did not work. Man, he can go out there and battle with Kobe Bryant, but Allen Iverson rather be in Atlantic City. Allen Iverson rather be at a party. He'd rather be at a club. Man, damn it. Could you imagine if Allen Iverson and James Harden in their peaks and their primes just played at the same exact time on the same team? They might as well just move that team to Vegas right the hell away. Kobe Bryant just balled. He cared about winning. He was upset that Shaquille O'Neal, the most dominant, gigantic, strongest dude to dominate and destroy everybody, he was mad that he wasn't maxing out with what he could do. And he was already destroying folks. He was mad he wasn't in shape. Pau Gasol gets to the Los Angeles Lakers and Kobe Bryant, he's like, man, we ain't going to have you out here being a punk, dude. You gotta put your big boy pants on. He wasn't agitated. He was an aggressor. He didn't care. If you didn't do the work, he was going to tell you about it. Ask Smush Parker. Ask Kwame Brown. Ask Dwight Howard. It doesn't matter how you felt about Kobe as a person. It doesn't matter how you felt about Kobe away from the court. In an NBA right now, where players don't want to work, they make tons of money. By the way, Kobe was making tons of money even before any of his personal and legal issues. This man was making money hand over fist. It didn't stop him from doing the first thing. It didn't stop him from working to perfect the number one thing. And that was going out there and playing ball. And it'd be real nice here in 2023. It'd be real nice here into the future for all of the players who run their mouths and love Kobe if they actually followed his lead and just worked. We got some dudes, and I see the guys with tattoos on their body. Ja Morant has a Kobe tattoo. Okay, fine, Ja Morant. Put the gun down and go play. Stop being stupid, man. I don't care who has the tattoos. Anthony Edwards has made his mistakes as a 22-year-old. Anthony Edwards looks like a problem. He wants to work. He's talked about working. He's talked about not being lazy. Man, I can go ahead and look at Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum has talked about working and not being lazy. We got an international player, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Man, he's over here in the United States of America whooping ass. He probably plays just as hard as anybody in the league. Doesn't quit, doesn't give up. Turned nothing into something because of his work ethic. For a dude who I don't think anybody's afraid to say it, he's skilled in a very particular way. But he is not a ballerina out there. If we had more players who had that attitude, man, I think the NBA would be in an even better position. Oh, yeah, Kobe demanded a trade, wanted to be traded. Oh, yeah, he pulled a James Harden. He was on the radio. Oh, I want to be moved. I don't want to be. Yeah, Kobe did that stuff too. But the dude worked like no one else. Without any thought about anything but winning. And that, I don't care about the phrase, I don't care about a catchphrase, Mamba mentality, If we had people in life who took the approach that he had to basketball, man, I think we'd have future generations who'd be ready and set and ready to go. A lot of people talk the talk. They don't walk the walk. A lot of people want the results. They don't want to do the work. A lot of people want things now. They don't want to perfect their craft. Hey, Kobe Bryant, he would have been 45 years old today. But what he left behind? He left behind some great lessons, not just for basketball, but for life. If you want something, get your ass up and work. It's really that simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with the show, we're going to talk about individuals who get up and work. How about Aaron Judge? 3 home runs tonight. What a beast. What about Shohei Ohtani? His 44th home run tonight. We got a lot to do. A matter of fact, we'll talk about Ohtani. We'll talk about Judge on the other side. And then we'll get to Tua. And then we'll talk about Trey Lance and his career probably being in cobwebs right now. We'll talk about Reggie Bush. We'll give you a top 6 list of athletes who deserve an apology. We got a lot to do. I'm just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, a little West Coast flavor here bringing you into this break. Somebody played out in the West Coast, a little cheat up sound. It was some guy named Kobe Bryant. We just show love to Kobe on the other side of the break, as he would have been 45 years old today. We know about his just surprising passing in early 2020. And I just wanted to obviously just remember Kobe Bryant more so for how he approached his craft and his game and basketball, and how you can look at how he approached the game of basketball and just say, damn it, I can do the same thing in life. And there were no excuses. He worked. He knew what he wanted to do, and he worked at it. And for the world that we live in right now, where we got a bunch of lazy-ass people running around, it's admirable, you know, how he approached the game. And we can certainly look at the results that were there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to pick up some of the calls here on the line. Speaking of individuals who have found greatness in their own way, I do want to talk to you about Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, as they both continue to be spectacular today. And in the case of Shohei Ohtani, not only was he spectacular, he unfortunately also had a little bit of a scare. We'll talk about that. But let's get to the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Rick. He's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rick?
Hey, JR, how you doing, my friend?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's funny. I got through on the first try, and I was telling Chet, I listen to you guys every night. It's the first time I've called. I love how you two do your back and forth. But personally, you know, I moved across the country a couple years ago to get my life together, and things were going well. And out of the blue, something happened, and things just started to fall apart. And I just want you to know that what you just said, man, was about Kobe. And I was a huge Kobe fan since the day he came into the league. What you just said was probably one of the greatest segments of radio I've ever heard. It touched me. It brought tears to me, man. And it just motivated me, you know, to in life, you know, don't quit, man. I can't quit. I got to keep it pushing. And I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Listen, Rick, no problem. I wish you nothing but the best in whatever you're going through. I say this, we got a lot of people in the world who quit. It's easy to quit. In the tough times, it's easy to quit. Look, we're all human beings. We go through crap. Unfortunately, a lot of us go through more crap than we do the sunny days. But, man, the people who can find a way to dig themselves out and just keep going, man, the rewards come. You just got to keep working, man. While we're all here kicking and breathing and living, man, just do your best. That's my words, and that's something that he certainly did. I wish you nothing but the best, Rick, okay?
Thank you. Thank you again, JR, Chet. Love you guys, man. I listen to you every night. Keep up the great work.
Much love. Shout-outs to my main man, Rick, out of San Diego. Let's go from one side of the country to the other. Let's go from San Diego to the home of the New York Mets. Let's go to Flushing, New York. Let's talk to Manny from Queens. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good, man. Man, yeah. Happy birthday to Kobe. I mean, you're absolutely right, man. You know this. I mean, we live in a world, unfortunately, we have lazy ass people. Again, don't do a damn thing. All they do is just be miserable and bring people bringing negativity. You know, I think, you know, Kobe exemplifies mama mentality, never giving up, always work hard. I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful, but those players, unfortunately, not all, but there's just some players that are not following Kobe's mentality. You know, they always like trying to find the easier way more than the hard way. And you know, you hear guys, you know, that want to be out, want to be traded, and you know, they don't want to live up to their contract. But Kobe, he was the opposite. He was in the old school ways. Hey man, I'm gonna get through it. I mean, Kobe has been through went through everything in his life. I mean, it's well documented. But he never gave up. He always used this as motivation to become a better player, but most importantly, a better person. And look, man, I never forget this. You know, I was living in the Bronx at the time in '97. I was 3 years old when the NBA was on TBS. And he was him against Michael Jordan. It was Afro Kobe. It was the first time I'd seen him in my eyes. I was like, damn, this kid do something. I mean, you know, I've been following Kobe ever since, and he's one of our idols. And, you know, it's a damn shame that he's not with us. It's been like 3 years, man. It just,
yeah.
It
well,
blows
you know
my
what?
Mind.
Legacy is certainly what you leave behind. And thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. Legacy is what you leave behind for others. You can always run around and do for yourself, and it's natural. You want to do something for yourself, but legacy is what you leave behind. And he's left behind quite a legacy and quite a blueprint for people to follow. It doesn't matter if you're playing basketball. He's left behind a blueprint for anyone who wants to attain success. And even what he was able to do in the short years following his life when he played professional basketball, the markings are all there for what he was getting ready to do. I was very excited about any and everything that he had planned post-career, whether it was animation or books, his support of the WNBA. Let's remember, he passed away in the process of getting ready to coach his daughter's basketball team. Like, who would have been a larger supporter? Who would have been a larger supporter of women's basketball than Kobe Bryant? Outside of Michael Jordan running around waving the flag, who on earth could have been a larger supporter for women's basketball than Kobe Bryant? And the answer is nobody. And so I do know that the Staples Center will honor him next year as they will unveil a statue remembering both he and his daughter Gigi. I know Nike has just released or is getting ready to release the next version of Kobe. And so, yeah, we got a lot of talk and lip service from basketball players. Mamba mentality this and tattoos of Kobe that and wearing Kobe's shoes. Man, who cares? If you ain't putting in the work, what does it matter? Dale is here from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dale.
Hey, Jay, I just wanted to say, man, you and Shep, man, y'all the perfect team, man, and y'all just do a great job, man, together, man.
Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome. And it's Michael Jordan and Kobe.
Yeah, I would agree, Dale. I agree with you, my man.
All right, man. Hey, love y'all, man.
Love you too, Dale. Thank you for calling from Birmingham. Hey, Shep, you like peanut butter and jelly?
Oh, man. It's the wrong time to ask me about peanut butter, JR. But let's put it this way. I like it when it's in front of me and it's meant for human consumption.
Okay.
You want to explain a little further?
I don't know. I was just going to say we're like peanut butter and jelly, but seemingly is going down a road that I don't know I want to go down. Hold on a second.
I knew that.
Dex,
yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yep.
Dexter, is this a road to go down right now?
This is not a road to go down, and I'm going to say why. Because why else would it not be in front of you other than for human consumption? That is the question. We probably don't need an answer to that. We don't.
Can I just leave it
all
like this?
All I wanted to say was that we're a great combo like peanut butter and jelly, and it feels like things are getting real dark.
I know, but this isn't news to you, JR. We know you're Jordan, I'm Pippen. I get all that. But what I'm saying is, well, not Pippen these days.
I just said peanut butter and jelly. They're good. They go together. Ain't nobody got to be Jordan or Pippen. It don't matter whose name is on this crap, so what?
So these are my hints, and I'll leave it at this. When you live in New York City, sometimes things get into apartments. You need to use a lot of peanut butter to rectify those things that get into apartments. So right now, for me and peanut butter, we don't mix. It's not a good feeling.
Using peanut butter as bait.
Bingo.
Gotcha. Okay.
Bingo was... CJR, even though you haven't been in New York for a while permanently, you still get us New Yorkers.
Man, I was talking about how great combo we are, peanut butter and jelly. You telling me about some rats.
I'm sorry. Mice more specifically. Mice, okay. Yeah, it's not pretty, JR. But I'll tell you what is pretty. Your show and me being able to be a part of it. That is beautiful, my friend.
What are you? What is that, a mop? You coming through with a mop?
No, I was trying to
clean up duty here? What is that about?
I was trying to pivot into a direction
it's
that's warranted.
First time someone called the show pretty, but I'll take it.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful show.
Why not? It's
JR, you do know.
Tulips.
Listen,
growing on the side of me here in the studio. I'm fine with it.
I'm not saying anything.
A butterfly just went by.
I'm not saying anything you don't know. You
Reading
might
Rainbow.
You might have, and Dexter could back me up on this. This is not me blowing smoke up, you know what.
Oh, here we go.
You might
is this necessary?
Have, it is.
Go ahead.
You might be the smoothest human being to ever do sports talk radio.
The smoothest?
Yep.
No, come on.
I'm dead
Russ,
serious.
Art Russ... Yeah, I mean,
I'm dead serious about that.
Okay, if we gotta go smooth, we can only be up. Well, are white people smooth? Are there smooth white people? Right?
Of course there are. No, that wasn't a racial statement. Of course white people could be smooth.
I didn't say it was a racial statement, but when I think smooth, I'm going okay. Well, I'm thinking black people first. I gotta get us out the way because there's not a lot of us.
No,
that's true.
I'm doing a process of elimination. Yeah. The first you say smooth. And I go, okay, well, let me go through smooth. And so most of the other black people are probably 20, 30 years older than me. So that's they can be eliminated.
All right.
And then after that part, I go, well, who else would be smooth? And then I got to think about some of the OGs. I mean, Art Rush Jr. back in New York. And there hasn't been a lot of black folks, especially in an individual space, to do sports talk radio. And so that's why I say, okay, if I'm eliminating a whole lot of people, which isn't a lot of people, then I have to go, okay, well, what's the alternative? I mean, well, what white person would you say is smooth on sports talk radio? Most people are just yelling and screaming.
It's a great point. I'm trying to think, is there a white person that's also smooth? I think John Kincaid is pretty smooth.
He just went to from Georgia. You went to Philly, right?
Yeah. I think he's pretty smooth. I think DA is pretty smooth.
Oh, DA. Yeah, DA. Yeah, he's smooth.
He doesn't do a whole lot of yelling.
Right.
I'm trying to think. I would. You know what? Boomer Esiason has that quarterback voice.
Wait a minute.
But he doesn't do
Boomer
a lot of yelling.
Boomer Esiason is smooth.
He doesn't. Well, I'm trying to think of non-yellers. That's the criteria.
Boomer Esiason not smooth.
Okay, well, he's got a. In fairness, he was yelling in huddles for 16 years, so.
Yeah, but he's not nothing smooth about Boomer Esiason.
Gotcha. Nicest guy, by the way.
Well, yeah, he's he called into one of my first shows and was just, oh, you're great.
I'm
like, what the hell are you listening to me for? Like, go to bed. What the hell are you listening to me for?
Oh, he wants to be more smooth.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll take the compliment, Shep. Thank you. Peanut butter and jelly. Let's leave it there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we'll talk about some other smooth individuals. They make baseball look too easy. Okay? One is biracial and the other guy is Japanese. Smooth as hell. I'll tell you who they are on the other side of the break if you don't know.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Okay, I guess that counts as smooth. I'll take it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, I love this song. That's why it's playing right now. Well, anyway, I'll listen to the song later. Hey, we talked about Kobe Bryant, would have been 45 years old. We talked about his greatness. Let me take a few moments here to talk about two active players and their greatness. And they're on their way to the Hall of Fame. In Cooperstown, in baseball, they're on their way. It's Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. Both of these dudes today, and Shohei Ohtani is actively playing baseball right now because it's a doubleheader for the Angels. Ohtani continues to be absolutely amazing. What did he do earlier today? Well, as the Angels hosted the Reds, the Angels got beat 9-4. And I don't know, maybe we can thank Ohtani or maybe we can blame him. First of all, he hit his 44th home run, which is the most home runs in Major League Baseball right now. And he did this pretty much to open up the game in his first at-bat. This is what it sounded like on the Angels radio network.
Here's the pitch, and Shohei drives the ball deep into right center. It's way out of here. Right out of the blocks here on this Wednesday. It's showtime. 2-0 Angels.
Showtime. Showtime just seems too easy just to say it's showtime. But then in the second, and by the way, he was pitching today. In the second inning, Shohei Ohtani, he had to be removed because his arm was tired. Listen to this.
And here's the next pitch. That's fouled back on the right side, back to the club level. Still 2-2. Last fastball from Shohei at 94. And now the Angels are headed out to the mound. So there seems to be some concern about Ohtani. You just mentioned the velocity appeared to be down.
Yep.
Phil Nevin has his hand on Shohei's shoulder, and we'll just have to wait and see what plays out here.
Yeah, velocity's been down. We're seeing sweepers and splitters.
Yeah.
He's not throwing a fastball above 94. And that is going to end the day for Shohei.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani, only 26 pitches on the afternoon. Left the game completely. Didn't even head back out the bat. And then it made you go, well, damn it. Are we going to see Shohei Ohtani in the second game of the doubleheader, which is actually going on? That game is active right now against the Reds out in Los Angeles. Cincinnati currently leads 4-1. And the answer is yes. Shohei Ohtani wasn't on the mound due to a dead arm or a tired arm, but he is actively in the lineup right now. He's 0-2, and then after the first game, or in between both games, their manager, Phil Nevin, he gave a status update on Shohei. Listen.
You're still evaluating right now, and these things take some time, as you know. He told me he didn't feel any pain. It was just more of the same thing he's been feeling for the last, you know, a couple weeks ago he had, that just returned right after the first inning. So that's really all I can tell you. Still being evaluated.
Yeah, if I'm Shohei Ohtani, I'm tired too, man. I got to play for this crap team. The Los Angeles Angels or Anaheim or whatever they call them right now. What good are they? They tried to win at the trade deadline. They went on a little winning streak, and now they're on a losing. They went on a losing streak, and now they're below 500, 61-67. If they lose again, they'll be 61-68. And it's like, well, damn. If I'm Shohei Ohtani, I'm sick of this crap too. Angels are going nowhere, and Shohei Ohtani, he's likely to move on and go somewhere where he can actually win some baseball games. Hey, speaking of winning, congratulations to the New York Yankees. Let's go from Los Angeles to New York. The Yankees won. Nine-game losing streak over. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And they can thank Aaron Judge. He hit 3 home runs tonight. His first 3 home run game. And damn it, he wasted no time. He got it going in the first. Let's take a listen from the Yankees radio network.
Swung on, hit high in the air to center. Back goes Thomas looking, and she is gone. They finally have the lead. A Judgian blast to deep right center field.
Every time a Judgian blast sounds so dirty to me. Anyway, Aaron Judge, he didn't waste any time. The Yankees were up 2-0. And then Aaron Judge decided to do this in the second. Oh, it's a big deal.
Here's the 1-0 to Judge. Swung on, hit in the air to center field. Back goes Thomas on the track. At the wall, she is gone. It's a grand slam. Aaron Judge grand slams into Monument Park. It is a Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Yuck, I need a shower. Anyway, the game was 6-0 in the second inning. The Yankees took a little bit of a vacation. Here comes the seventh. DJ LeMahieu scored on a home run. And then Aaron Judge came up. And guess what he did? He hit another one.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field. And the Yankees take an 8-0 lead. Judge, 3-for-4, 3 homers, and 6 RBIs. Here he comes. Everyone rise. Here comes the Judge.
All right, enough of that Judgian blast nonsense. Let's hear from someone who actually does a great job speaking. It's Aaron Judge. He talked about his work today. Listen to this from the YES Network.
The past couple of years, Higgy's really worn me out because he had a 3-homer game a couple of years ago, and he always rubs it in my face when I get to 2 and I can't get to 3. So I was able to go up to him and tell him, hey, I'm finally in the club, so you can take it easy on me now.
Kyle Higashioka from the New York Yankees, the catcher. I mean, he hits home runs by accident. So, yeah, congratulations to Aaron Judge for being in the club with Kyle Higashioka. So at least for one night, the New York Yankees got a little bit of a positive going on. 61-65, the Yankees snapped their 9-game losing streak. They have another game versus the Nationals tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern in the Bronx, New York. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, unfortunately, I can't give everything positive. Everything can't be positive. There's balance. This is sports, right? Some people win. Some people lose. We're going to hear about a potential loser on the other side of the break. His name is Trey Lance. And before Aaron Judge hit his 3 home runs, their general manager, Brian Cashman, he talked about the Yankees being losers. Yeah, Niners or Trey Lance and Yankees. More on the other side, plus you, CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
Attention, sports fans! Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 29th year of football action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.